This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Willie G opens his Christmas presents, plus Stupid World Records and Randy Moss talk. All coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A tradition unlike any other.
Oh, God.
The Masturbators. This weekend on CBS.
Oh, great job!
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
And it's time to turn the clock back a little bit.
Oh.
It's time to take care of some unfinished business. Something that happened.
I like this music.
Christmas time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Christmas time.
Love Christmas.
Christmas time.
Oh, Willie.
Now, don't anybody say what I got you guys for Christmas. Maybe he hasn't right. heard it yet. But no. I got Willie his gift, but... Because of direct mail and carnivals and legal firms and the cost of parking. Apparently, he was not here for Christmas. So
I
now
was not here.
I have given him his Christmas gift, and he's unwrapping it right now.
Are we going?
I'm excited.
Very excited.
I'm excited for you.
Me too.
Yeah, he's going to like it.
Yeah, he's going to enjoy it.
And notice it says Wilbur right on the box.
You can tell this is a Chick McGee wrapping job.
He's the best.
I might need scissors, yes.
There you go, buddy.
This is, I did not plan this out time.
When I wrap a present, it stays wrapped, baby.
That's
yeah,
right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hell, you wrapped that, what, 4 months ago, three months
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, 4 months.
Yeah, it's still wrapped.
Yeah.
This thing's impressive is what it is.
Just as tight today as it was when it was wrapped.
Even if it was just the wrapped, I would appreciate it so much. Now I'm going inside, I'm going to see what's happening.
No kidding? All right. Well, that's... I don't think anyone else ever said anything.
A live bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh, what's going on here?
Oh. Uh-oh.
Okay, get rid of that thing. Who needs that?
So it's about the size of a shoebox.
Is it a basketball? What Chick, is it?
Sir. Look at those. Is that gold and black for the CU Buffs colors?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
This is so thoughtful. I might cry. Thank you very much.
Show everybody
your name's on the back.
The stitched Wilbur in the back.
Oh, yes.
It says Wilbur, so people behind me know what my name is.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, look at those.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
I'm going to wear these tonight.
What are the colors for?
Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh.
Black and gold. Yeah. Also, for Purdue Boilermakers.
Boilermakers. Oh, yeah.
And I'll lie to my grandma, say they're for her.
All right. Well, very inside.
Did she go to Purdue?
She did. She was a cheerleader. Radio.
I didn't know that.
She was.
Wow.
I'll see you later, Virginia.
Yeah.
My Ramsey. Shoes are still on the shelf. I've been waiting for the ideal day
because they're the nicest shoes I have. So I don't want to wear them on a day where there's a chance of rain or heavy
or
wind.
Or
I'm exactly this. You should see how mine are displayed in my closet.
No,
like they are like a collectible.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, mine are in a bag in the car.
I've seen you. I've seen you wear.
I wear them a lot.
But I do know when I'm wearing. I do know when I'm going to wear them for the first time.
Yeah,
your wedding.
What?
Your wedding.
That's right. Yeah. I have an announcement. Jeff and I are getting married.
Oh. So you can each wear your shoes.
Yeah.
It's. I know that you're joking. That would be the most fun wedding of all time.
That'd be a great one.
Your beards would really get tangled.
Our beards Velcro together.
Yeah, it's just the loops.
I'm not complaining. Just makes for longer kisses.
That would be wonderful. You know, I've wanted to get you guys this gift because the Nike, the personalization was out there. But I decided to myself that two things had to happen. First of all, that the your name had to be stitched in them instead of printed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought when they were printed, that was low rent. I didn't care for that. And the shoes had to get cheaper.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the stitching came true. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You. I believe it was somewhere beginning of December. You made an announcement to all of us. I spent way too much effing money on all of you.
I do remember that.
It really. It didn't. I did it over time. When I remembered it, I would order a pair, and it really started to add up.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who work here.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to give them to, you know, some of the lessers around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't.
I see. All right.
I mean, for the amount that I've been at work, you should have gotten me shoelaces. This is insane.
No.
You're family.
And I think there's another box in there for him, isn't there?
Oh, this is getting out of control.
What's going on here?
Wait till you see this.
He's going to love this one.
Yeah. You're going to really like this one.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that...
And please notice how that one's wrapped.
That kitten, there's no way it's still alive.
Oh, man. I'm surprised the smell isn't stronger.
I can smell it from here.
Okay, this, what do we got? Uh-oh, it says Willie. It says Funko.
Funko.
I think this I know what this
is. This is so cool.
It has fun right in the name.
Oh, my goodness. The Willie Griswold Funko Pop.
Great.
There he is.
Thank you so much. I'm wearing a blue sweatsuit.
That's
you know, me at an airport. Absolutely.
Very nice.
And everybody got those, too.
Yeah, Chick won Christmas this year.
Absolutely.
Last year.
That was originally the only gift I was getting everyone.
Yeah.
And then...
You went overboard, boy.
I don't know. Something happened.
I've been using my stove from Christy a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. By the way...
my solo.
I got you a solo stove, but you weren't here.
Yeah.
So now it's Jeff's solo stove. Yeah!
Willie, I didn't get you anything this year because I thought you were dead. I got bad information.
So did half the YouTube chat.
I don't know where you're living.
That explains the look on your face this morning when you saw Willie.
I thought it was a zombie.
I'm happy to get you a stove, but I didn't know where you were living.
Solo stove is a great product, but for me, I like a looser fire. I don't want it contained.
All right.
I want it all over the place. I like cinder blocks around it, because cinder blocks, those are just more of a recommendation for where the fire has to stay.
Sure, I get that.
How many times have I said that? Hey, let that fire be a fire, man.
Yes.
Don't contain it. No.
A fire is only a fire if there's a risk of it jumping.
The neighbor's roof.
The highway.
Those solo stoves are great, though, and it's perfect. It's like about a basketball-sized hoop, so you can just take any aerosol-sized can and just chuck it in. It's a fun game me and the fellas play. You throw it in there so you get the high score.
It's really loud, though, when those pop like that. Have you ever taken a Christmas tree and into the backyard and lit it on fire?
No.
After it was up in your house?
I bet that goes right up.
I haven't either. But I would guess it really goes right up. Almost instantaneously. The word Tinder came to mind. Holy hell.
Was that in January or June?
Christmas Eve.
It might have been February. And you remember my one of my Christmas trees. We have a program here where you're supposed to put it out in some sort of bag at the curb, and there are only X number of days that you can.
And they'll come pick it up and make it into mulch.
They make a big
so they claim. Who knows?
They make a
really
big damn deal about it.
Like it could be April. If you yell at the garbage guy enough, he'll do it for you.
Like they're doing me a favor, okay? I pay for my trash collection, all right? Let's start there.
Okay.
So this one of the I had my Christmas tree in the back, and on my way to this job, I rolled up to a curb not that far from here. Got out of the car, rolled it out of my tree out of the back, and threw it into the ditch and drove off.
Before like five, someone thought you were getting rid of a body.
It
chick.
Looked like I was getting rid of a body. A casual observer would say, he killed that guy, and now he's getting rid of the body.
I burnt my Christmas tree last year, and the neighbors called the fire department on me.
Are you serious?
And apparently, you aren't supposed to burn the artificial ones, only the live tree.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of black smoke.
That's toxic.
A horrible smell. Yeah. The neighbors were not fans.
My goodness. Oh, look what time it is.
Stupid world record.
Yay. Really? I know. You know, it's right now that I...
They don't have to.
I kind of miss him.
Yeah.
I do. It cuts my workload in half.
Yeah.
The City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
You been there, John?
Love it.
I have.
You
yes.
have a season pass? You
no, remember? But I've been.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fun place. Real fun.
We went last year with the kids, and the best part is there's rooms that the kids disappear into other rooms, and the parents have no idea where they went. And they're too. The parents are too big to crawl through some of the tunnels, so you just hear... Braxton! And you just hear from another room, Mommy! And you're like, yeah!
Huh.
It's fun.
Well, anyway, the City Museum in St. Louis will attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the most people wearing underwear on their heads.
Well, this is wacky fun. I like it.
This is something I can get behind.
Yeah.
Really?
According to the museum, it's looking to add it to its robust record collection.
You're playing bingo.
This includes the museum has titles for the world's largest pencil, the world's longest seesaw. Didn't Archimedes or somebody give me a lever long enough and I can lift the world or something like that?
Something along those lines.
And the world's largest tennis racket.
Mm. So what underwear would you wear?
I don't know if
would
I
would wear a lady's. Would you wear your own?
That's a good. I don't know if I would wear a lady's underwear.
Mm, I'd probably go with clean.
Good choice.
New.
Really.
I'd maybe go with the classic white boxers with hearts.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Funny.
Yeah. I think I'd wear girls' underwear if that one girl would call.
Yeah!
Probably. Anyway. In honor of 314 Day.
That's the area code.
All things St. Louis.
Mm. Oh.
The museum is hoping to gather 314 people on March 14th and have them all wear underpants on their head for at least a minute. The record to beat is 270
Maybe we should do this.
Right now. Should
put
we
underwear on our heads?
Can we
do it Zoom?
Participate?
I don't think so.
Virtually, we have to be there. Probably.
You'd have to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
What is the 14th?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday, definitely a Thursday.
No. Yeah.
Thursday.
This is going to upset all the Pi nerds, 3.14,
because
that's their day.
That
so
is.
Now it's the St.
No.
Louis nerds versus the Pi nerds. This could get really messy.
What have we got? We got May 4th.
May the 4th be
we
with
you. We got Pi Day. We've got March 4th. That's also a sentence, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We got
talking about silly days?
Yeah.
Oh, April 15th is choke on it, government. That's what I say. You know, one year I wrote choke on it on the check.
Are you serious?
And then I went, why would I do this? Why, I should never. I'm going to be audited immediately.
Good thing they're understaffed right now.
That's the only reason I think I got away with it.
I can't imagine anyone that works there has a great sense of humor.
Nope. They don't.
Get a load of this. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, he had some.
Get a load of this, bastard.
I was so
we've got his.
When I lived with four guys, we would take turns who paid the rent each month. And so the other people would write checks to you. And then whatever the weirdest thing in the memo you could put for your buddy. So they had to go and deposit a bunch of
like rim job or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But then the next month was going to be someone else, so they were going to get you back. You know, it was never the same person every month depositing.
You could use like Country Kitchen or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kentucky couple.
Yeah. Pause on that.
This is sort of a world record. Just got
world record.
This was on the International News Wire.
Aww.
Cole Brower has become the first American woman to race a sailboat alone nonstop around the world.
Her husband jumped, huh?
I just want to tell you, it's a really amazing and wonderful that you would come with me on this trip. I can't believe that. I didn't want to go here by myself.
I'll be right back.
I tell you, it's a really a lonely out here in the ocean.
Sploosh.
Sploosh. Honey. Wait a minute. What sound did you make going in the water?
Sploosh.
That's a Don Martin thing, isn't it? Sploosh. Cole Brower and her 40-foot sailboat traveled about 30,000 miles to compete with more than a dozen sailors in the Global Solo Challenge. Brower was the youngest and only girl in the group that set sail in October from A Corona, Spain. She arrived back in Spain on Thursday, March 7th. The race took her 130 days to complete.
Wow.
130 days, 30,000 miles. How many miles is that a day, Josh?
To 26.
What was it?
30,000 miles in 130 days.
What are you guys going to do when it's 26?
So you take 130 and divide it by 30,000. That's your problem. You're not going to have to be able to. You got to convert it to the 130 to 1,000, and then
.004333
Next.
I think I'll do my new stand-up. I think the one thing we can agree on is we might not ever know how far she traveled each per day.
Well, you could do 30,000 divided by 130, and you get 231 miles.
We're doing math.
I know. Yeah. And there are eighth graders listening that have already figured this out.
Next.
Oh. It was nicer when I said it, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. I should have told you. That's sports.
It is.
Willie literally just rubbed his heart.
It freaks me out.
To soothe your own heart.
It freaks me out when I hear it, not expecting it. It's like when you drink coffee, but you think it's water, and then you get the kick. Does that make sense?
I was just hoping Chick was going to do it. Mid-sentence.
This is the new sports theme.
Come really? On,
let's get it going, Willie. You can keep me rolling.
Josh is dancing. Three.
You know what I mean.
You can't help but move.
No. Well, I'll twist for you, baby, and I'll rip for you, baby. Take another shot, get lit for you, baby.
I do love the oh yeah part, I tell you.
Check it, Randy.
Randy?
You don't write checks.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
I had to meet him once. He's a nice man.
Yeah, very nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Good kisser, Christy?
I did not kiss him. I actually hung out with his wife. His wife was there. She's about my size.
Good kisser.
Mindy?
I did not kiss her either.
Was it Mindy?
Mindy Moss?
Mindy Moss.
I don't remember.
And the kids, Mark?
They were just the two of them.
Mark, Mark and Mary and Maloicious.
They were on a holiday.
They were
hosting, Randy Moss was hosting like a boot camp in the mornings. You could go out and work out with Randy Moss on the beach.
No.
Yeah. It's exactly get right, Willie.
But what? You have to pay for that?
Yeah. No, it was all inclusive, so it would be in your butt. I would sit on my balcony and watch them while I drank coffee.
What did happen in Kentucky? It was West Virginia. Boy.
From Kentucky, boy.
They have a really good 30 for 30 about Randy Moss.
Moss University, right?
Rand University.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rand is right down there where I used to work, actually.
I have a picture of me and him somewhere.
Speaking of West Virginia.
Yes, we're going to be there.
Yes, tell us about it.
Yeah, my Uncle Denny called yesterday. He's going to be at the comedy show that night. I can't
Uncle
wait to see.
Uncle Denny's going
to
be there?
We finally get to meet Uncle Denny?
Yeah, you do. Do you
have an Uncle Waffle House, too?
Do not make fun of her fine Uncle Denny Perkins. He's a good man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, It's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith right? teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.